Welcome to the Beamsoil Church of Christ online ministry.
This week's message is titled Renewal. Thank you to Rhonda, Amy, Zach, Carmen, and Don for being part of the service. The scripture readings are from Ezekiel 11 and Matthew 19. Happy birthday this week to Kate and Violet, and happy anniversary to Heather and Paul.
Matthew 19, verses 28 to 30. Jesus said to them, "You can be sure that when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne in the new age, then you 12 followers of mine will also sit on thrones to rule the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or fathers or mothers or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times more and will be given eternal life. But many who now are first will be last, and many who now are last will be first."
Morning. I hope that you'll bear with me today. I'm not at my best, but I'll do the best that I can. It's interesting to think about the future. Somebody once said that heaven is wonderful, but Jesus, Isaiah, Paul, John, Matthew, and several others remind us that heaven isn't the end of the world. It's the joining together as one. And it's something that we just don't really think about. But Scripture constantly reminds us of this. The joining together of one, restoring everything. That there will be no divide between heaven and earth. And I know that just sounds really different. But it's a coming together as one, like a family that may be in disarray, and eventually they come together as one, or forgiveness and coming together as one. And so many New Testament and Old Testament scriptures talk about this. In Acts chapter 3, it says, "Repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out." And I guess one of the questions that we could ask ourselves is, when was the last time you asked God to forgive you? We just know that God will, but sometimes we need to put us first and say, "Please, I know I've messed up. I know this isn't quite right. I'm sorry about all of this." And of course, you know what God the Father will do. Usually what any father would do when asking for forgiveness. A big bear hug. Someone to really care about. And so in this scripture, again, which is different than we normally have, it gives us some good strength to understand all of these things. He even promised it long ago in the prophets that all of this would take place. So, just a couple of things. Jesus, as we said, Paul, John, Peter, Isaiah, Joel, Amos, Nahum, Zephaniah, they all talk about it. They all talk about the restoration. They talk about a re-creation. They talk about renewal and the renewal of everything coming together as one. And then this wonderful book of Isaiah. And if you haven't read Isaiah for a while, I would encourage you to do it. It's really an amazing story in all of this. But it really is cool when he says this, Isaiah 65. He said, "See, I will create a new heaven and a new earth, that the restoration of all things will be coming in. Very similar to a baby being born. Something new, something wonderful, something that they were planning for, something that we should be planning for, because it will be our future. So again, I will create. Be glad and rejoice forever. And then Peter says, but in keeping with God's promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where, this is cool, where righteousness dwells. That wonderful, peaceful coming together. And there's this extraordinary promise that we can see. He said this, I saw that holy city. It's called the New Jerusalem. It's coming down from heaven, not us. God prepared for us as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people. And of course, God's place is among the people. God is listening to us right now. Is God in the room? Yeah. He's with us everywhere. He is our Father. And he's the best Father ever. I'm sure he weeps. And I'm sure he laughs. It's the Father God for all of us. And so as we look at this wonderful understanding of what will be and is being restored for us. I think it was about 10 years ago, Dale Pauls was in for a visit, and he wrote something to me after the visit, and here's what he said. He said that God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. Well, we know that. That Jesus came not to judge the world, but he came to, and then he underlined this three times, save it. And that's what we want to do. We want to save people. We want to help people. We want to save the world. We want to save everything that we can. And that the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the whole world. And I learned from Scripture, he said, that Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And not only our sins, but listen, for the sins for the entire world, which is really incredible. And that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting our sins against us. I have learned from Scripture that we are to call no person impure or unclean, and that he will draw all to come together as one. Salvation belongs to our God, and that one day the glory and honor of the nations will be brought into their splendor, which again is incredible. And I have learned that the living God is the Savior of each one of us, of every person, if we respond to him, to know him. I mean, I don't know about you, but recently I've been chastising myself for not just talking to God. I mean, you would think a preacher would want to say something or two to God. And I realized over the last while that I can write out sermons, I can preach a sermon, I can do those things, but that doesn't really matter if it's not one-on-one with God. And what's incredible about that, it's that it's not just that. It's God the Father, it's God the Son, it's God the Holy Spirit, and it's so many people in this world who love other people and live in a way that's demonstrated. And so he talks about this. He said, the Apostle Paul says, there is a natural body and there's a spiritual body, and we eagerly await for the adoption, looking for a baby, that he gives us a new glorious body. Now, if God says that he will give us a glorious body one day, do you think he will? If he said it, he will. It's not a maybe. It is a reality. And I know we can't live in the future all the time, but it's important to remember what we have for all of us. The Apostle Paul talks about this. Imagine spending time chatting with God, speaking with Jesus, seeing grandparents, seeing loved ones, and seeing babies that didn't quite make it into the world. And that's a reality for all of us. That for many people, some horrible, difficult things have taken place. However, God promises everything being new, renewed, and revived. And he says the entire earth will be filled with the knowledge of the waters. We can't forget, which seems strange in this sermon, but we can't forget the animals in new creation. Yeah. And they'll get along famously. Wasn't sure if I should say this or not, but I guess I will. The wolf will live with the lamb. It doesn't say the wolf will eat the lamb. That's what it says. The lion and the yearling will come together. We've been to a zoo, we've seen these great big lions, huge lions, maybe a hungry lion. We'll just kind of pat that lion's back. Oh, it's okay, it's okay. And I know this sounds strange, but the future is in front of us. It talks about the cow will feed the bear, that the young will lie down together, and that the lion will eat straw like the ox. Infants will play near the hole of a cobra. Young children will put their hands into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth, the entire earth, for the earth will all be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. It covers it. It covers it. No longer will they have to teach their neighbors and say to one another, know the Lord, because they already know the Lord. From the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. And I think it's good to say to one another what Isaiah said to his people. Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. God has amazing things waiting for us. So I'll just conclude with a scripture that some of us may remember. It's found in the book of Revelation. And Revelation, sure enough, is not the easiest book to grasp. But it says some things that are really profound. He uses this one word over and over and over again. And it's the word hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the hallelujah song is fantastic. Hallelujah. Please let me share it with you. And after this, I heard the roar of a great multitude, and they were shouting. Here's what they were shouting. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, power belong to our God. For true and just are his judgments. And then he says again, hallelujah. And the smoke comes up from heaven. Amen, they say. Hallelujah, he says. And then I heard a sound like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, of peals, saying, hallelujah. Now, I don't know about you, but if you believe this, you have goosebumps, because I do. It's not just words. It's not just words. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse who was called Faithful and True. He has a blazing fire on his head, and he is dressed in a robe dripped in blood, meaning the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Such an incredible, wonderful illustration of all of this. So let me just wrap up that what we will see, a new heaven. He says, and what I saw was a new heaven and a new earth. Because the first earth and the first, second earth had passed away. Because here it is. I saw, and maybe we can say, we see the holy city of God coming down from heaven, prepared beautifully as a bride dressed for her husband. And then he says this, now the dwelling of God will be with us, and he will live with us forever. And we're so happy to hear this. There will be no more death. Never again. Never have to go to a funeral again. Never ever again. No more crying, no more pain. No, it's all passed away. And then he says, optimistically, and he who is seated on the throne, God the Father, he who is seated on the throne says, I am making all things new. And I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. So Revelation is not the easiest book in the world. We understand that. But then he says, last point. I'm coming soon. That's what he says. I'm coming soon. My word is with me. And I will give to everyone according to what he's done. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the last. I'm the beginning. Blessed are those who wash their robes. And then it says, get away from the evil things, murderers and immorality and things like that. Get rid of all of those things. Because he says, the Spirit of God and the bride say, come on. Come. Come on. See, one day, that's what Jesus will say to us. You'll hear him. You will see him. It's just a matter of time. So whoever is thirsty, let's drink from that water of life that's in Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for watching. Have a good day.
The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. Scripture quotations marked GNT are from the Good News Translation in Today's English Version, 2nd edition, copyright 1992 by American Bible Society. Used by permission. Scripture quotations marked NET are from the New English Translation Bible, copyright 2019 by Biblical Studies Press, LLC, netbible.com, all rights reserved. Scripture quotations marked ESV are from the ESV Bible, the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.